This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dominic Ford. If you'd like to get in touch with us with any questions or any comments, you can email us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet @NakedScientist, or you can find us on Facebook.
Still to come, how some companies are making plans to mine asteroids, and will plants grow on Mars? We'll hear from a NASA scientist about how to make a mini Mars to find out.
And that's the planet, not the Mars bar. Now, first off, you've probably heard of wireless communications, or Wi-Fi. They use radio waves and microwaves to send information. A spin-off of that Wi-Fi is Li-Fi. This is a system that uses visible light to send information into mobile devices and computers. But now a consortium of UK universities is working on a way to take Li-Fi to a whole new level. The EPSRC's Jane Reck has been talking to the scientists behind this project.
Imagine that where we have light sources, street lamps, traffic lights, shopping windows, light is everywhere. And let's imagine a scenario that all these light bulbs are sort of high-speed wireless transmitters that connect either humans with humans or systems with systems.
This whole area of Li-Fi, of using visible light for communications, is based on the very recent emergence of light-emitting diode technology as the source of lighting.
Tiny LEDs are being developed that could simultaneously do many tasks, such as deliver internet connections, display information, and provide lighting. It's the next stage in research to use visible light to transmit information. Professor Harold Haas from the University of Edinburgh is one of the partners in the project.
Li-Fi stands basically for light fidelity, and what it essentially means is that we take the new generation of energy-saving light bulbs, which are made of light-emitting diodes, LEDs, and we use them for illumination and data transmission. And not only data transmission, but very high data transmission. So we envisage that these light bulbs will in the future achieve 1 gigabit per second, and that is several times faster than a typical Wi-Fi system in a home can provide.
The tiny LEDs being developed are made from gallium nitride, a man-made semiconductor material whose properties are ideal for high-power, high-frequency use.
The name is called ultra-parallel. That means we have a parallel transmission. And the idea is sort of take many small devices where each small device is capable of transmitting very high amount of data, much, much higher than a single LED, a large LED can do. Take these sort of high performance little LEDs and put them into large arrays so that parallel transmission is ongoing.
Professor Martin Dawson from the University of Strathclyde is leading the project. He explained more about the novel aspects of this research and how Li-Fi will complement our existing communication systems.
One of the benefits that Li-Fi gives is it's bringing in a new region of the spectrum, so it's adding spectrum to the available bandwidth for communications. Wi-Fi is clearly a very, very successful technology, but there's been raised concerns about possible health issues. I should emphasize there's been no evidence of any negative effects from this, but it remains a concern. If you're communicating with light, with visible light, then there is no concern about that. So this is one of the aspects. There's also security aspects. It is possible to tap into microwave and radio broadcasts in a way that you cannot with visible light. It can also be deployed in situations where it's not safe to have microwave or radio waves present, and that could be in an operating theater, for example. It could be in a submarine or in an aircraft. So if you look in at the light-emitting diode that might be on your Christmas tree or in a torch, for example, if you looked at that under a microscope, you would see that the size of the chip in there is about a millimeter square. It's a sizable component. What we're talking about is basically dividing up that active area into many thousands of much smaller elements. These individual elements that we call micro LEDs or micro LEDs are human hair size. Individually, they're on the micrometer scale. And when you shrink down the size of the devices, there are effects that come into play that offer you the possibility of switching them on and off much more quickly. And it increases the bandwidth, the on-off switching capability and speed, but some other beneficial characteristics start to come into play as well. When you do that, you give the possibility of sending independent communications signals from each individual element in the array. You not only have many, many hundreds or potentially thousands of separate individual lighting or communications channels that you can start to play with independently, but you also have a means to communicate optical images at the same time. This is the key element of novelty here.
With each tiny LED acting as a separate communication channel, Martin explained more about the sort of tasks that could be carried out simultaneously.
If you are sitting in an aircraft with a light above you, if you're in a meeting room with lights above the meeting table, then those lights are a means of broadcasting and communicating information, a potential supplement or replacement to Wi-Fi, and we're expecting this to come in relatively quickly. There have been a number of demonstrations of this already all over the world. Our devices offer a potential means to increase the data handling capability in that type of application. We still have the capability to do lighting, but a means to communicate much higher quantities of information, so to download video information very quickly, for example.
This consortium of researchers also involves the universities of Cambridge, Oxford and St Andrews, with funding from the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council. The project brings together expertise from the areas of electronics, computing and materials. It's thought that Li-Fi could be in widespread use within a decade.
Joan Reck, and there's also an audio slideshow on this story on the EPSIRC YouTube channel. You can find that at youtube.com/EPSRC video. We'll also put a copy of that video on our website, nakedscientists.com.